Hey boys, it's your old Jim. Just calling to say how much I miss you. Yeah, you know, I'm on my way home right now from work today. Getting pretty well connected up here. Let's just say I met a couple of high-profile people. You know, you got to get used to working with high-profile people, you know, in the carpet cleaning industry. I could name names. Okay, I'll do a couple, maybe. Well, let's just say I met Lance Armstrong. He's cleaning lady. Daughter's girlfriend. Yeah. Apparently there's a lot of lesbians down here. What else was I going to say? I don't know if you guys have been reading news or anything. I know Jim's, you know, fairly up to date on his trendy phone apps. It's funny how my entire life throughout the 80s and 90s, me and my mom, she was always like, Jimmy, watch out for the priests of the Catholic Church. Not all of them are bad, but, you know, a lot of them have done bad things and they don't worship God. They worship the owl Moloch, and then it goes all the way back to Baal and all this. Well, anyway, everyone called us crazy in HGA. They were like, oh, you crazy conspiracy theorist. You can't be an altar boy because you and your mom are nuts because of the conspiracy theory that you are just making up because she was reading these books that weren't popular and all the television shows were like, no, that's not true. Who is laughing now? Huh? Now who's laughing really hard? Well, I mean, we're not laughing, but I just remember how everyone was pointing and laughing. Yeah, boys, I'm not trying to say, you know, I was right or anything, but, you know. It's always 20 years too late. That's what they say in conspiracy theory numbers. Everyone always calls you crazy. So I assume probably 20 years, Bigfoot, you know, everyone will be like, oh, yeah, me and John Bigfoot, he's my, you know, tree, you know, cutter. It's just all going to be normal in like 20 years. Yeah, so I just wanted to hope you guys are doing well. I just wanted to bring a couple things up to you guys. Life is good down here, and I hope that you guys are well. I love you all. Goodbye.
Hey guys, there's no actual episode this week, but there's a couple things I wanted to get out there. We got a couple voicemails last week after I announced the phone number. And from Richard Greasy, we're going to have to talk about that on the next episode. I'm not sure what Richard, where he got his products from, but maybe Morgani. But we'll have to talk about that on the next episode. But I wanted to let everybody know that on the 100th episode of our podcast, we're going to be doing a huge giveaway. So the grand prize winner of the giveaway will get a Matrix print from GarageLand, a Saturdays with Chicken Duck t-shirt, a Saturdays with Chicken Duck pin, and a bunch of stickers. The second and third prize will get Loot Crate items and a bunch of Saturdays with Chicken Duck stickers as well. So how to enter? Just go to chickenduckpod.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a sign up where it says sign up to win, and you just put in your name and email address and click sign up, and that's all you have to do to enter. There's a lot of other ways to enter. If you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, you'll see those ways, but this is the easiest way. Just go to chickenduckpod.com and sign up at the top of the page where it says sign up to win. Other than that, we'll see you next week. And here's the voicemails from Richard Greasy. How it going, folks?
Oh, it's me! It's Bravo Fox from Zoomery Zoo! And I'm calling to let you know I've got a new play. Oh, yes, Zoomery Zoo! Look out, the bear and Squawkatoo Cockatoo are in it. It's called The Bear and the Cock. I'm sure you're going to like it. See you next time, Zubaroos.
All right, this is Richard Greasy. Hey, I ordered the Saturdays with Chicken Duck butt plug under the auspice that one of you lovely gentlemen were going to come and insert it for the first time. I feel I was deceived, and I'm keeping the butt plug. I don't give a fuck what you think. It's not gay as long as you got fucking shower shoes on. Well, fuck yourself.
Hello, you fucking bricks. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. You're leaving a voicemail. Fuck.
Good afternoon there, gentlemen. Saturdays with Chicken Duck. This is Richard Greasy again. I've called you one other time requesting your services with the butt plug I have purchased. I would like for one of you gentlemen to come insert it. That being said, I would like to introduce you to my attorney, Mr. Schmeckle.
Hello, yes, this is attorney Richard P. Schmeckle, and it is my firmest of duties to assert to you that when you sell a chicken duck butt plug on Saturdays, you must insert said butt plug for the first time. It is written in the law books that I have provided to Mr. Greasy.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I did not want to go down this route, but you kind of forced my hand with his voicemails. That being said, I love you, and I hope to see your pretty little mouth very soon.
One of these days I'm gonna take mine back. I fell forever just to watch us slack. All of the days are working in the sun. My hands are mine, I have a whole lot done. I said, hey, I'm all cried out. Hey, I'm all tired out. Somewhere be talk of days and night and what you want. See forever, then it's way too long. So hey, hey baby, for the nights till the dawn and we're standing. Hey, I'm all
Yeah.